Hello, hello, hello. Happy February. We made it. We're alive. The world didn't end yet. So today we're going to talk about Christian hip hop, tornadoes, the supernatural, and a lot of other things. So put your seatbelt on. Let's go down this terrifying bunny trail together, shall we? So I have some amazing news for my listeners. I know you're going to be excited after you heard my terrifying AK-47 story. We're moving. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Not only are we are moving to the other side of the country. And we are moving from the ghetto to the Bible Belt. How cool is that? And this is a move that is going to require a lot of faith and leaping and trusting God. We're leaving a really financially secure situation and jumping into literally the complete unknown. But we're trusting God because, you know, this, the way it happened was obviously a God thing, and obviously God moving in our hearts all at the same time. We're actually meeting other family members there who are also moving from other parts of the country. We're all meeting in this random town, and it's just going to be so cool and amazing to finally be with each other. But it's going to take, you know, we really have to trust God, especially my family, because we don't have any jobs lined up or anything where, you know, it's just when God tells you to jump, you do it and you don't ask a lot of questions except when and tell me what you want me to do next. So here we go. We're so excited. But of course, there's a little apprehension, but we're mostly just excited and to see what the next adventure has planned and what God has planned, and to not go to sleep to the sound of gunshots and instead, you know, go to the sleep of, to the sound of tornadoes. Well, not really, but that's where that comes in. We're leaving the Midwest, very large, dangerous city, and moving into Tornado Alley, which is crazy because it's something I never thought I would do, because I always used to watch shows like tornado shows where people's houses get destroyed by tornadoes and all this stuff. And I remember always thinking, like, why do they live there? Why do they just not decide not to live there? And then God was like, here, I'm going to teach you a lesson about judging others. Okay. Lesson received. When you do the math and the frequency of a tornado hitting one area versus the dangers of where we live right now, it's way safer. And you have warnings of tornadoes coming. You know, see the storm coming days in advance. They can tell you ahead of time. When these bullets are flying around and people are breaking into your backyards and your cars, you don't get any kind of warning. It's just a totally different thing. I would much rather deal with tornadoes. And so there's that. Other news, I'm tired. Even though I'm so excited about this move, oh dear, this is intense. The last time I moved, I was 21. We didn't have much stuff. I had a baby. It was the same thing. We just totally jumped in the car. We had to borrow gas money to get here. And we just knew there was a better chance of having a good careers and stuff here. So we just left everything behind and asked for help to get here. And then we stayed with my mother-in-law for a few months until we got some help and got a loan and blah, blah, blah. And then God worked miracles and amazing things, as he does when you just listen to him and leap and trust him. But I have been in this house longer than I've been in any other house in my entire life. We moved a lot, and we've been in this house for almost 10 years, and that's insane for me. I'm 31, and I've never been in a house this long. And so we have a whole house full of stuff. I've never had a house full of stuff to move. And I have two kids, 10 and 6. And there's so much to do. Like, I've been doing home repairs, like just, you know, painting the ceiling and re-caulking the bathroom and those kinds of things to try and get everything pretty so that we can sell it easily, or more easily, I guess I should say. And there's all of that. And then there's like, okay, I need to start packing now because we're trying to leave in a month. Yeah, we do things quickly. We decided a few weeks ago we were going to move, and now our house goes for sale next week. And I've been packing for a couple of weeks. Yeah, when we jump, we jump. And I'm just trying to do like one area, you know, a few areas a week, really, you know, in advance so that it's not stressful. But there's a lot of stress that comes with moving. I wasn't expecting, because we were so excited. I was just expecting to be eager to do all these things out of excitement. But now I'm realizing I'm doing them because I don't want to be overwhelmed in the end when we have all the dates. So I'd rather get started now. But, you know, and this, of course, there's stress with the uncertainty, but that comes down to me failing to fully surrender control to God. And something I've definitely been praying about, because any area that's not surrendered to God is an area that Satan can get in. And boy, has he been. So I'm working on it because I'm really tired of the spiritual warfare that's been going on in my head. That's pretty exhausting too. And, you know, just it's the constant climate of, oh, there's a new strain. Oh, is any of the news telling the truth? Is any of the science real? It's kind of like I've decided science isn't real anymore, because every completely opposing opinion has a scientific study to back them. So I now call science opinion. And I've decided there's no such thing as science, because it's just, I used to be so science minded and so, you know, all there's studies for that and there's proof for that. And not all the time, because I use a lot of natural medicine, which science will never validate because it'll make them broke. But, you know, and now it's like after this last year, like my faith in science and studies and facts is just gone, just totally gone. You know, it's just I'm not talking about my opinion. I'm just saying what's out there is you can find a group of people that will say, masks don't help. Here are the four studies I found, scientific studies I found that show that they don't. And then you have this other group of people that are like, masks work. Here are the four studies, scientific studies I found that prove that it worked. And I'm like, they both look valid. They both look, you know, unbiased and helpful. And I'm like, okay, science isn't real, because can't do this. So when they're like, oh, the new strain, you know, it's more infectious, but not as serious. And I'm like, I don't believe anybody about anything. And I'm just gonna do the best we can do over here with our immune system and, you know, being careful and hope for the best and expect the worst, I guess. But let's ride this roller coaster together, y'all. Yeah. And I just put a journal entry up on my website. So you'll find a few different kinds of categories of posts that I put on the website. And one of them is just the thing I post for the podcasts where you guys can, we can have conversations or, you know, talk back and forth about what we talked about here. And then I have my journal entries category, which is, those are my actual journal entries. So when I'm really struggling with something, or I feel a lot of heaviness going on or a spiritual warfare going on, and I've just had it, it really helps me to write it out. And God really uses that to give me perspective and insight and clear things up for me. So when I have that happen, and it's really helped me and given me conviction that has helped me have more peace or kind of let go of that load for the day, I put it on the website, just hoping, you know, maybe it'll help somebody else who's going through something similar, and maybe it will help, you know, God will use that to help them get more clarity and peace and get their life more on track with Him. So they're usually not very pretty, and they're usually just me a lot of times being like, hey, you messed up again. You can't do it on your own, and get back on track. So that's what it is. That's mostly what it's just me seeing my areas I can't win in, and kind of growing in my wisdom of my faith journey, I guess, and finding the scripture that's helping me to clarify what I'm feeling and going through. And I always feel so much better at the end. So depending on where you are in your faith journey, some of them might be like, whoa, she's like really talking bad about herself. But where I'm at in my journey, it's actually freeing to realize I'm incapable of being a good person without God. I come from a people pleasing, wanting to be perfect, needing to have straight A's, earning love and all that kind of stuff, personality, and to slowly start accepting that, like, I can't be good on my own. I can't do it on my own is really freeing for me after a life of constantly trying to be good enough to earn all of the things. And to just be like, I'm like, I can't, I suck, can't do it. It's like, I'm free. And so if you go in, realize it's, I'm not coming from a sad, depressed, like, I'm a worthless piece of crap. It's actually like, I can't do it. I can't do it by myself. Like the stress is lifted from me. That pressure is lifted from me. And pride is one of the most dangerous things for your relationship with God. So anything that helps me get rid of my pride or thinking I can do anything through my own strength is, for me, helpful for my relationship with God. So those little journal entries are over there if you're looking for kind of a more deep spiritual insight, I guess. And then I just had a listener. Hey, Jana. I think it's Jana. Thank you so much for commenting and reaching out. And she asked me to post some of my DIYs. And thankfully, I already had some written out on a different project I did. So I've just posted those. So there's a DIY section now where I make like my own lotion and hand sanitizer and sanitizing wipes, all the natural, safer way, because we're mostly chemical-free household. And it's not all of my recipes. They're just the ones I already had done previously. And so those are on there now too. So you can go over there and check those out. And all that's in the website link. It's like a free website, so I couldn't say what it is because, you know, the URL is wacky. So anyway, that's all. And it was requested too that I do podcasts more frequently. So I'm going to try and see if I'm able to find the time for that, especially with this move. But we'll see, you know, if you guys really enjoy this community together and connecting, then we might be able to make this more of a serious thing and maybe turn it into more than just a podcast and connect in different ways. That'd be really cool. So, the other thing I want to talk about is Christian hip hop. So my older son specifically is getting to an age where music was really big in my life when I was 10. That's when I was getting into NSYNC and all this stuff. And like I've talked about before, I have way too many inappropriate lyrics memorized that I really want to wipe from my mind, but I haven't figured out how to push that button yet. That would be great. And music is really powerful. And I mean that for both evil and good. And especially right now, as you know, I mean, like, the biggest hit was a couple years ago was Ariana Grande singing about the fact that she had so much sex that she couldn't walk straight. Like, that was literally the song. And it was the biggest song out. That's not the kind of music I want my kids to be drawn to. And, you know, this is my opinion. You know, just whatever. So I know they're going to want to listen to what sounds cool and what sounds in. And I want to make sure I'm getting them interested in artists that are talking about wholesome things and important things and stuff with moral and values. And they get really, that sounds really sweet and really, like, as my son said, he likes music that sounds inappropriate, but is not inappropriate. And so I started going through and finding all these hip hop Christian rappers that, There's one version of Christian hip hop that sounds really whack, like people trying to be cool and be in with the kids, and that stuff's not going to really grab them, and then they'll still be tempted to go to inappropriate hip hop. And then I found I'm starting to find all these artists that sound like really awesome, really serious hip hop rappers that just sound just like modern music with the music and the beats. However, they are talking about amazing, godly, character building, encouraging things that are important for, you know, young men to be hearing. And so I figured I'd share some of the artists with you, and not all of their songs are appropriate in terms of they're not talking about, you know, encouraging ill morals and values. These artists that I found, but not all of their songs are about God. They have some that are about love, or, you know, and so I was curating a playlist that was just character building lyrics. And so I was going to share some of the artists with you. So you go through the songs yourself. And then if I found a song that they, you know, suggested, I would listen to it through. And if it seemed like the rapper was kind of encouraging pride, then I wouldn't put that on the playlist, or encouraging materialism. I wouldn't put that on the playlist, even if they are, you know, were technically considered to be Christian hip hop artists. So let me pull this list up for you. Okay. Social Club Misfits has a great, great group. They have, their stuff sounds so cool, and they have a lot of really awesome lyrics in a lot of their songs. Lecrae is the one I think a lot of people are familiar with. And a lot of his stuff, the subject matter is a little too serious for my sons. So I wasn't able to find a lot of that was kind of not as serious about, you know, killing on the street and coming from the ghetto and, you know, like that stuff, that content. This is just a little too mature. So I don't have much of his on here. And then KB has some really sweet songs. KB's song Armies is awesome. Christian Gray, Derek Minor. Those are also, they also have some really awesome songs. And that's what I've found so far. So I just wanted to share that in case you're having kids that are getting into the age where they're being tempted to listen to the stuff that sounds really cool and really current. And we want to make sure that the lyrics that are going into their little minds are going to be good for their souls too. And that they're not going to have thousands of inappropriate songs memorized from the time they're 10, like I have in my head. And then, of course, when I become an adult, I realize they're all about sex. And can't imagine why I struggled with so many things, because that's what was playing in my mind over and over again. Anyways, next item on our list, the Bible verse. So last podcast, I told you how we memorize Bible verses by turning them into songs. Unfortunately, I cannot remember the Bible verse I sang in the last podcast, but I'm pretty sure it's not this one, because I would have probably told you the story associated with this one. If I'm repeating myself, just bear with me. I do this a lot. Just, you know, roll with it. Just wait. You'll get past the repeat eventually. Not going to apologize for it. Or maybe I just did. Can't remember. See how that works? Okay. So my son, oldest son, was being really, you know, just not saying positive things to his younger brother a lot. I mean, it was a constant problem. I've been picking on him, calling him a girl, like all these kinds of things. And we were talking to him all the time, disciplining him all the time. He wasn't getting it. And so eventually I was like, okay, you cannot have your tablet until you memorize this Bible verse. And that was his punishment. And I explained, you know, this is the verses in the Bible because this is how God wants us to behave. And we have a tablet day. So he had like 2 days until his tablet day. And I was like, if this isn't memorized in 2 days, you will not get your tablet. And so he memorized it. And then anytime that he would say something not encouraging to his little brother, he would have to sing it. I would stop everything. I'd be like, sing the song right now. And he had to keep doing it. And over time, you know, those words really rooted in his spirit and he got better. He really improved. And all the times we had tried just talking, like stopped him, talked to him like that, talking to him seriously about why it was hurtful and why it could be detrimental long-term. None of that really changed how he was behaving. But when he memorized a song, he just started changing. And that's because scripture is powerful. So this is the song, and you can play this over and over again, play it with your kids, and then you guys can all memorize it together. And it's really helpful. And as my sister said, a really great punishment. Have your kid memorize a Bible verse that could change their character. Okay, I'm doing that thing again where I'm forgetting to breathe while talking to you guys. It's important to breathe. Okay, so
do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29. So there you go. That's your little Bible verse of, I want to say of the month. We'll see. And the other item on my list, the supernatural. What is she talking about, folks? So I was not raised Christian. I had some Christian exposure, but then I was really introduced to New Age. And it fit right up my alley because I was totally obsessed with the paranormal shows and the ghost hunting shows, and New Age went right in line with that. And all of those curiosities and interests, you know, really mesh well with New Age, and it really invites you deeper into that. But there's this amazing author called Michael S. Heiser. He is a well-respected Bible researcher and professor, and he has these amazing books that open the Bible up in a way that it just transforms the way you see the Bible. And he's only using scripture. He's not coming at you with his own ideas and theories of the world. He's saying, this scripture says this exists. This scripture says this exists. And according to the original Hebrew and Greek, you know, that kind of thing. And so I got this book. I wasn't expecting this to happen, but after I started reading it, it completely changed my relationship with the Bible. Now, I tell you that because if you're not ready for the Bible to go from just like a fluffy, nice thing that teaches you about God and turning it into like something really real that's really happening and really about this earth and not so fluffy, but now more serious and intense, and it's crazy. It's hard to explain, but you see, when you read scripture after reading this book, it's a totally different experience. And if you yourself are really tempted into watching a lot of like the ghost hunter paranormal shows, or you feel that pull to kind of get into that supernatural world, this book is a much healthier option because a lot of that stuff can really pull you into the occult and really pull you into New Age. And a lot of those, you know, ghosts and spirits and all that, a lot of that's just demons. And we just really I don't want to have people trying to connect with demons playing on my TV in my house. That just feels really dumb. And like I'm inviting a door to open. And I just don't think it's healthy spiritually to feed into that culture. But I don't have, like, if it's aliens and Bigfoot and things like that, that's different. But when we're talking about spiritual realm stuff, that's where I want to be really careful about, you know, yeah, now. So this book's crazy, right? It tells you these Bible verses that you don't even know are really in there about, I'm trying to find, okay. In Jude 1:6, they have angels who are kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. Stuff like that. Like, what? That's crazy. And there's, you know, areas that talk about, Bible verses that talk about the counsel that is with God, that He lets have ideas, and they put in their input about how to deliver judgment, and about gods, little g gods, and all the ones that exist, really exist, how they came to be, how they were other heavenly hosts that rebelled against God, and the domains that they run, that they were supposed to run for good and ended up running them for evil. It's crazy. It's all these things. And it's, you know, he says in the beginning of the book, if you don't believe in the Bible is true, this book's not going to do anything for you because you're just going to not believe any of it. So you have to be in a place where you believe what's in the Bible is true. And this book's called Supernatural by Michael S. Heiser. And it's going to blow your mind. And it's great. If you have a teenager that you're seeing is really getting into a lot of those ghost hunting shows because they love the intrigue of it all, this would be a great book to give to them to help have a healthier outlet for that curiosity. And it keeps showing you the amount of mystery that there is in the Bible to discover. And it's, I just gave you like tiny little things that I happen to remember because the book is just packed saying like this heavenly host was around before we were even created. And, they were there with him, and it's just so much more. He has like a party up there. Like, you know what I mean? Like there are so many more beings, and they have different roles and they have jurisdictions, and it's just crazy. And it's all in the Bible. So that's a great book. I'm now reading his book called Angels because my sons were asking me tons of questions about angels. And I was like, I don't know. I need to find out. Like, do they actually have halos? Do they have wings? And then I was like, I know that angel is just a job title. I learned that from Michael Heiser. The word angel is just like, basically same thing as like a mailman. Like that's a job title. It's not the name of the species or the being or, you know. So I got his book, Angels, which is going to teach me all that stuff so I can answer their questions. But I wanted to share that with you guys if you're looking for something new and awesome to read. And I have packing to do, man. I got a lot to do. And also, I'm considering, tell me what you think. Maybe go on my website and post in the comments of this podcast. I'm thinking about doing a Patreon where I post like weekly vlogs. And then I, like for the first tier, you guys would have access to the weekly vlogs that I would post, which would be, you know, videos, and then nothing fancy, but just hang out with me as I do things and connect and feel like we're hanging out with each other. It's great when you're feeling lonely. Trust me, I know I've been isolated here for 10 years without any friends or anything and only FaceTime with family, and the isolation is real. So, and then for the next second tier, I would have, you know, access to the vlogs and then, send out these scripture stickers that I make, that can go on your, you know, windshield or on your Bible planner or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's just something I was thinking about. If that's something you'd be interested in, or you, would be willing to be a Patreon for, if you could just let me know on the comments of this podcast, that'd be great, because I don't want to invest the time if no one's interested, you know? But if it's something you guys want, it'd be great to get that feedback. So let me know, and maybe you guys can go on my little road trip with me as we travel to literally the other side of the country, and I could do a fun little vlog, and you guys could come along and see what kind of stuff I eat and drink. And I have a really strange diet for my health and supplements, and I mean, I make sea moss gel and all kinds of crazy things, and you guys could get to see all that kind of stuff. So yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. I'm going to go ahead and post this one, and I will see you all in a couple weeks. Have a great one. Don't forget to open your Bible. Go check out my journal entries so you can remember why, because I didn't, and I was jacked up, y'all. Have a great day, week, couple weeks. See you next time. Bye.